listening to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. How is serving serving others beneficial to young people, really to people of all ages? What opportunities are there in our own church body, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, to organized efforts to serve others and to learn about serving others? Well, we have Lutheran Church Missouri Synod servant events, LCMS servant events that take place every year. And we have some time to talk about those today with our friends from the LCMS Office of National Mission and a DCE from the St. Louis area, Emmanuel Lutheran Church in St. Charles, Missouri. I want to say thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University, Wisconsin, for supporting Faith and Family. Find out more about them on our website, KFUO.org. Look for Concordia University, Wisconsin in the sponsor section. Joining me in studio today, Jim Lohman from the LCMS Office of National Mission. Good morning, Jim.
Hi, Andy.
Always great to have you in studio and learning about all a variety of things going on in the LCMS Office of National Mission, youth ministry, and particularly servant events, which is your big area of responsibility.
Yes, that's true. It's the season is beginning. We have 70 opportunities plus for the summer, and some of them are already full with young people and their adult leaders who will be headed there, and others are still looking for groups to come and serve with them this summer.
I can't wait to get into more about what servant events are, what ones are coming up this year as well. And today we have the privilege of talking with one of our colleagues, three DCEs in the room today. You can feel the shift in the cosmos.
Much better than that.
It's like a magnetic force. Jolene Seaberth, she's DCE at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in St. Charles. A classmate of mine, too.
Yeah.
We go way back to Concordia University. It was River Forest at the time. Concordia University, Chicago now.
Three River Forest DCEs in the room
right.
at the same time.
That's right. Now, was it Concordia?
It was Concordia River Forest.
Concordia University or college when you were there?
Concordia University.
Just Concordia University.
Squeaked in as a university.
Well, you didn't go to Concordia Addison. See, I have a Concordia University Chicago hoodie and a Concordia University River Forest hoodie. I think I need one that says Concordia Addison on it. Then that would cover all the ages,
that
right?
That would cover it all, I believe.
I don't know if they had hoodies back then when it was in Addison. It started off as Concordia Teachers Seminary, I think.
Yeah.
Goes way back.
Teachers College, I believe.
And mm-hmm. Always training educators, Lutheran educators, is a long mm-hmm. history of the fine institution that we all attended to prepare to serve in the various vocations we serve in. Tell me a little about what you do at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in St. Charles, Jolene.
Sure, absolutely. I'm the DCE there, working with youth ministry, primarily with grades 6 to 12. I also help with our family ministry as I'm able to. So with youth ministry, I work with confirmation, service, a lot of teaching, enjoy having a lot of fun with the youth and mentoring them and being a part of their lives.
Having a lot of fun with the youth. Now, what does that mean? Having a lot of fun and mentoring as well, you said.
Sure.
What does that look like?
Yeah. So we meet different Wednesdays during the month with our middle schoolers. We have an event that happens after school. Get together. Sometimes we'll have up to 50 middle schoolers that come. And we use that time to build community and also to talk about our faith. High school, we get together on other Wednesdays, and we have a time called Dine and Discuss, where we meet at restaurants and just answer any kind of question that comes up. So having those conversation points are an awesome thing as well.
What are some of the, that's intriguing to me. What are some of the common questions, or what are some of the questions that have come up in the Dine and Discuss that have caught your attention?
Yeah, there's a lot of different ones depending on what's going on in the world. So we talked about the election. We talked about things that happened in school when a classmate passed away. We've talked about other stuff relating to creation, evolution, things that they hear in the public school. There's no conversation we won't have if it's important enough to them to bring it up.
So you just hang out at a restaurant and have a nice conversation?
Yeah, it's usually supposed to be for an hour and a half, but most times we're there for about 3.5 hours. So
I could see
it's a great time. Yep.
That's why a meal is important. You
yes.
talk too long, your blood sugar starts getting too low and can't even get up and move on. Well, that's intriguing to me. So as you have conversations like that, you're getting to know them mm-hmm. more as well, and they're getting to know one another. Where does... where does serving others fit? Is it a part of education and Christian nurture and formation in your work at your church at Emmanuel?
Absolutely. We focus on service as a way to not just get out of our comfort zone, but in serving together, you build those relationships, you see the needs of people. In confirmation, we have 4 service-related components that we do every year, and parents are supposed to attend with their students. So then we get families cultivating an attitude of service as well. And then each summer we have a high school event that we go on, which is about a week to a week and a half long. And then we, again, are getting out of our comfort zone and heading somewhere that we're not familiar with and serving others.
Why do you choose heading somewhere that you're not familiar with? What does that bring to this serving opportunity?
So when we go somewhere that it's a different environment, we're out of our zone, people are more vulnerable to helping other people in the sense that they're not as absorbed in, oh my goodness, there's this going on over here in this part of town, and maybe I'll come and participate in part of it, but then I have a practice I need to go to. And so being all in is very important.
So rather than being distracted by some of the regular daily things, they have kind of this immersion experience, mm-hmm. where they're really committed to it. When you pack up and go somewhere else, you know, across the country or across the state, wherever it might be, this immersion experience really keeps you committed to it for the time.
Absolutely. In our servant event that we're going on this summer, Idaho Servant Adventures in Shoshone, we told the kids a couple weeks ago that there's no phone service at all while we're there. So
how did that go over? Was there this huge gasp?
Will there be a dine and discuss?
Right. Right. There might have to be. One of the first thoughts was, oh my goodness, what's going to happen to my Snapchat streaks and that kind of thing. So there was that. But there are a number of them who are looking forward to being disconnected and unplugged for the week, which is great. And it'll be the same for adults. That'll be a challenge to not have any sort of connection for that week.
How are you feeling about that?
Well, I've gone before. It's really okay because I enjoy not having that distraction. Mm-hmm. Be a part of that, because I think for any of us, even if we're not working or we're off, the temptation to check our phones for things is pretty strong. So,
what have you seen as some of the outcomes, some of the benefits of participating in servant events like this?
Mm-hmm. When we've gone on servant events over the years, and one of the big benefits is that kids come back and they have a high level of interest and excitement looking for other ways to serve. They're great witnesses of what they've done and bring those stories back and share them with people in the congregation, in their friends who might not go to a church, but like, why did you spend a week of your summer vacation going and doing these things? And so sharing that as well and be witnesses of the fact that, you know, it's important to help out our neighbor, whether our neighbor is in the St. Louis, St. Charles community, or if our neighbor is in Idaho or South Korea, Mexico, Michigan, wherever that might be.
So by going on a servant event in this committed time, this almost immersion experience, because you're going to another community, another place, and really spending some dedicated time learning and serving others, what I'm hearing you say is that then sparks this interest in serving and finding ways to serve back at home that might not have been there before. So getting up, going away somewhere else, and then and serving there sparks this interest. They come back home and then seek out other opportunities to serve right in their own context, their everyday context where they are at home.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. For many of them, it then becomes part of a lifestyle. They love the week-long out of town because it's an adventure in
sure.
itself, but having their eyes open to those other opportunities where, oh, there's a neighbor who needs help with this. Well, I know I can do that. I've done that before, and I have confidence in that. And then also extending that and inviting friends to also participate is something that mm-hmm. they learn from that.
Mm-hmm.
And the opportunity to discover skills that mm-hmm. they never knew they had, because many of those events, I know Idaho Servant mm-hmm. Adventures, it includes building and grounds work mm-hmm. and all sorts of things that perhaps you haven't had an opportunity to learn that skill, and you come back with great new tools that you can use to serve in your community.
Well, you bring up a good point. Servant events, the LCMS servant events, provide a variety of ways to serve. Some of them focus on, as you pointed out, construction or building. Some focus on other ways of serving as well. What are the different types of servant events?
They run the gamut. We've touched on construction and just those components, human care, working with differently abled people, working in a community, perhaps leading Vacation Bible School, working in diverse settings, perhaps where you have not been a part of before. There's some that are working with Native Americans. So it runs the gamut mm-hmm. of opportunities, and many of them aren't just focusing on one component. You might be there for 5 to 7 days and experience human care, construction, and a number of other outreach opportunities that you can be a part of.
So, Jolene, you mentioned construction being one of, you know, a part of one of the projects you've done. Are there mm-hmm. other types of servant events that you've been involved with and taken groups on?
Yeah, so we've had some where we've done Vacation Bible School. We went on a servant event that had a disabled day camp. So youth were partnered up one-on-one with one of the campers for that. We've had some where we went out door-to-door and we were underlining verses in Bibles, and then we handed out Bibles to people. So there's all sorts of different ways that kids can serve that. And for example, when we go to Idaho, I know that in the past years, they'll do some days of heavy duty construction, and some days they might be chopping firewood. Some days they might be visiting with people. So it runs the gamut. And the neat thing is that for kids who they might be more uncomfortable in one area, that there's an opportunity for them to find a comfort level while we're there.
So you mentioned, you know, some of the construction things or some of the activities they might be doing in this camp, chopping firewood. How many of the kids, this is the first time that they've done something like that?
I would say probably most of them. They haven't done that before.
How about you? Is this your first time chopping firewood?
Well, I did it last time I was there, but I found myself to be more of an expert stacker of firewood and left the chopping to those who enjoyed that
part. And that's an important skill as well.
Yep.
Stacking the firewood appropriately for...
I'm sure she did it like in a creative, artistic sort of way.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Just spelling out things as she... a nice design. So as you pointed out, discovering some skills too or developing some skills that they might use in other settings as well, right, in their mm-hmm. own community. Now that they know how, you know, just using the chopping firewood as an mm-hmm. example, how they might be able to serve a neighbor with something that we might take for granted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something as simple, well, I shouldn't say simple because it takes a lot of effort to chop wood, but something that perhaps may seem mundane, mm-hmm. They could do right here in their own community, helping mm-hmm. an elderly neighbor that needs some help chopping wood or the construction aspect mm-hmm. as well.
Absolutely. And part of the reason we had firewood as a big part of our last servant event to Idaho was that was the fuel for the winter. So we chopped enough wood for the house we were working with to fill their whole garage and their whole basement. So for the kids to see what an impact that made on the person who was living there was pretty amazing.
Wow. Now, you also mentioned one of the other settings you were doing a camp for individuals with developmental and intellectual disabilities, and the kids were paired one-on-one with the campers, I assume adults.
Mm-hmm,
they were
yes.
paired with adults with disabilities. For the students who were paired with them, tell me about what that experience was like for them. Was this for some of them, was this a first-time experience interacting that closely with someone with a developmental or intellectual disability?
For most of them, it was. And they received some training just on what to do and how to help. For some of them, they really gravitated towards that. For others, it was way outside their comfort zone. But there were other staff there that could step in as needed. So it wasn't a situation where, like, okay, I can't do this because I'm too nervous about it. So The other nice thing was people were there to help them, mm-hmm. help them through and help them be successful with that.
What were some of the things that the responsive students after they had the opportunity to serve and care for someone with a disability or that was differently abled than them?
It really opened their eyes to the idea that they could do it and that it gave them more thoughts for opportunities and how they could help other people. And some people, as we know, really like working with people, and others are more in that physical labor situation. So for those who that was way outside of their comfort zone, it helped them know that they could do it, even though it wasn't their first choice of things to do.
Not my favorite thing to do, but I can do it, and mm-hmm. and I can be helpful.
Yes.
Spend some more time finding what it is that is my favorite way to serve mm-hmm. others. What about how parents, I'm sure that there are probably some parents that help out either in preparations for servant events or even go along on servant events. What do students share with their parents, and what do parents share with you in terms of feedback regarding servant events that their kids have been on?
Mm-hmm. We always do have parents attend because we need them to be a part of this and working hand in hand. We do tell students when we get back that they need to share with their parents. When their parents ask them how it was, they can't just say it was fine, it was good. We need to use some more descriptive language with that. But most can see a change in the sense of the level of excitement and the passion and commitment. And a big part of servant events as well, besides the joy from serving other people, is that you spend time in Bible study every day. You spend time in worship. You spend time in that community. So you're learning other things as well. So you learn how to get along with people you might have had trouble getting along with, or you learn more things about your faith walk and other components. So really encouraging the kids to be verbal and share those experiences is a big part of that. And then we always have the parents and congregation come together and hear about the journey when we return.
I'm sure when you're traveling together like that too, you're learning a lot about each other.
Absolutely.
Traveling, yes. And living in close quarters probably, yeah. for a week or more. When you're, you know, sleeping on a gym floor or staying in cabins or wherever you might mm-hmm. be staying. What are some of the places that has been your lodging on servant events?
Yeah, so it's run the gamut. We've been at camps that have, you know, your own bathroom, shower. We've stayed at churches where everyone sleeps on a gym floor and there's no showers, so you use the hose behind the church to clean up. it's been pretty far and wide, so... Yeah.
A valuable learning experience,
yes,
nonetheless.
Absolutely.
Different ways of personal hygiene.
Right.
it certainly makes you appreciate what you have,
yes,
in your,
sure.
In your own regular setting as well. How have servant events helped those whom you've served? What are some ways that those you've gone to serve, or maybe even some surprises that people you got to help that you didn't realize you were helping?
Yeah. So over the years, we've done quite a variety of things. One servant event in Maryland was building ramps for people to get out of their homes with their wheelchairs. So just seeing the joy in their faces when we were done and they could come outside, that was pretty amazing. We've had the ones that are like with the VBSs, those little kids are just so excited to be a part of that, and they really latch on and love those older kids. So seeing those relationships are also an awesome thing. We've done roofing projects. We've built driveways and put in carpet. And whenever we get the opportunity to actually meet the people we're serving, it's a huge joy because they're so thankful. And it helps the kids to see that they really did make a difference, even if they're doing something that seems a little monotonous. Mm-hmm. Or
I was chipping paint,
right?
For 4 days. Yes.
Yep.
I've done that with the group. And the next year we happened to be in the same place, and the young people wanted to go back and see the house painted. I mean, they enjoyed scraping the paint, but mm-hmm. they wanted to see the finished product. So
sure. Sometimes you get to see the fruit of your labor. Sometimes you don't
sometimes
get to see the finished product. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
What would you say you know, in terms of students who have participated when they go the first time, is there an eye-opening experience for those students that first time? And then what draws them back? Are there mm-hmm. students who go back?
Sure. There's some who definitely are apprehensive when it's their first time because they don't know what to expect. They don't know how they feel about leaving everything behind and leaving friends behind for a week to a week and a half. They get nervous if some of their close friends aren't attending and should they really go if everybody else is doing something different. But by the time we return from the event, it definitely has made a change in their attitude. They look forward to the next time and they look forward to those relationships that they built on the event that they would not have known certain people if they would not have spent a week and a half with them. So coming back with that that fire to serve, that fire for Jesus and those relationships is definitely something that is exciting mm-hmm. to see and witness.
Well, Jolene's group, Emmanuel, is going to Idaho
yes.
again this year. But there are a number of places to serve on LCMS Servant Events. Where can we serve this year? Where can we find out what opportunities are available?
The easiest way is to go online to our listing, which is at www.lcms.org/servant events. And you can pick a state. You can look at dates that you have that might be available. You can pick a time period. Mm-hmm. You can even just have them pull up all the ones that are still open. So there's a number of options for sorting those events and then determining what would work best for your time frame and the people that you have available to travel with you.
So at lcms.org/servant events, you can find this handy little tool that lets you search through all the
Correct.
The listings
They're
of servant events.
Yes.
And you can search based on different criteria, the type of event, uh-huh. who or the
age that you might be bringing, mm-hmm. the date, the month.
So or region?
Yes, region too.
What are some examples of places where servant events are taking place
well,
this year? Idaho, obviously.
Yes, Idaho. Jolene has been to one that we host in Richmond, Virginia, mm-hmm. Rich's in Richmond. Mm-hmm. They do a variety of construction, and then they also plan an event for young people in the community who are differently abled, and that's part of it as well, so mm-hmm. it kind of runs the gamut. A number in Michigan that are happening. Camp Concordia is hosting a number of other camps. Lutheran Valley Retreat. I should stop so I'm not hurting anyone's feelings as I forget who might be hosting here. Near St. Louis, Camp Trinity is hosting one out in New Haven. So I wish I could rattle all 70 plus of them for you, but those are some highlights.
Sure.
From East Coast to West Coast.
That's what I'm looking for is where, yeah, they're all over the country. You mentioned several camps. A lot of camps host servant events.
Correct.
But there are also local congregations that will host a servant event in their mm-hmm. city, right in their own neighborhood or, you know, a close and nearby neighborhood and provide opportunities to serve right there as well.
Correct.
So all over the place.
Right. Churches host recognized service organizations, camps, other entities.
What advice, Jolene, do you have for someone who might be taking a group for the first time, who's thinking, okay, maybe we should do a servant event. There are some opportunities open this summer. We might just take a few youth who are interested and go. What's your advice for that first time? Obviously, we know we need to be planning in advance, and we still
right.
got a little bit of time to plan.
Sure. I would say one part would be to figure out logistically what time of year, what type of distance you're willing to go on. If it's a first time, staying closer would take out some of those planning factors. We are flying to Idaho this year. The group has traditionally taken a bus, which has taken 2 to 3 days to get there, but we mix that up a little bit for this year. But overall planning, just working on the budget, how much it costs to go, how much it'll cost for transportation and those pieces, and then making sure that the kids are mentally ready, spiritually ready, as they look at going, and yeah, just getting the group together. And there's lots of hints and there's lots of resources available for groups who want to go on servant events. There's planning guides, there's devotion guides, there's all sorts of help. So the other big part would be, don't be afraid to ask others who have gone before for assistance with that.
So make use of those resources that are available.
Yes, absolutely.
LCMS.org/servant events and find out what's going on this year, what events are still open, and maybe take just a few people this year, go and see, or take a large group, go and experience it for the first time, and bring back some great lessons and find value in those opportunities to serve. Well, thank you both for being my guests today. We're all out of time already. Jolene Seaborth, DCE at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in St. Charles, Missouri. Thanks for sharing your LCMS Servant Event stories with us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And Jim Lohman, LCMS Office of National Mission. Thanks so much for all you do to keep all these coordinators, all these people who are working on Servant Events coordinated and together. I know you have a whole crew, a whole planning team that makes that happen. So thanks to you and that team for doing that.
Thank you, Andy.
LCMS.org/servant events, the place to find out more information and more Faith and Family on the way on Worldwide KFUO.